I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Well, they've done it. Prince William and Kate Middleton tied the knot today, and their wedding captivated millions of TV viewers all around the globe.
Kate Middleton
aan de hand van haar vader.
Puisque William et Catherine ont consenti à s'unir en saint mariage,
Kate Middleton is now Duchess of Cambridge.
Broadcast of the royal wedding today is heard by some of the millions of viewers who tuned in worldwide. In Accra, Ghana, one woman watched with some friends at a beauty parlor.
It's about tradition and the ceremony. You know, I like wedding ceremonies. And I enjoy singing the hymns. And I'm very happy.
It's just nice to share a happy moment.
The thoughts of one woman who witnessed the royal wedding. It was a much different for those in London today. The World's Laura Lynch was just outside Buckingham Palace this morning. Laura, you're a commoner, but it sounds like a bit of royalty rubbed off on just about everyone today, including you. But these are such difficult economic times for so many in Britain. Are people there really in the mood to be more accepting of a royal family and this really lavish display of wealth that goes with it?
Well, if you'd been where I was today, the answer would pretty certainly be yes. The people down there were really having a good time, and there were huge crowds out there today, ready to celebrate the royal family, ready to celebrate being British. And it was an overwhelmingly British crowd down there today. And yes, the debate exists about whether this is the right time to be spending this kind of money on this kind of a spectacle. But I think for most people today, it was an opportunity to put aside the worries about the economy, the complaints about whether this is a right time to spend money, and just really have a good time and relax. And thank goodness the sun came out, because I think it made everybody feel a little bit better.
What extent, though, was today, do you think, a turning point for Britain's royals? Because it hasn't been an easy road the last 15 years or so.
This was a very important turning point for the royal family, and they knew it. They knew that since the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, in 1997, that they had to turn things around, that they really did need to mount a fight back to become relevant, to become legitimate in the eyes of the world and of course, in the eyes of the majority of Britons. And so the way this wedding has been planned, the way the details have been released slowly over time, the way it was all presented today was all about recapturing that very British sense of having a royal family that matters.
And what a vision.
It's exquisite.
It was the ultimate example of the royal family's triumph in controlling every detail of the day. As Kate Middleton stepped onto the red carpet outside Westminster Abbey, her dress was revealed. Created by a British designer, it was only part of a day that will be billed as displaying the epitome of Britishness. The bride's slow procession down the long, long aisle to her waiting prince was accompanied by a traditional British hymn. With 1,900 guests inside the Abbey and hundreds of thousands more listening on loudspeakers outside on the streets nearby, the couple proclaimed their vows.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
I, Catherine Elizabeth.
I, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, William Arthur Philip Louis.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
When they emerged soon after as a married couple, they also emerged as the newest standard bearers for the House of Windsor, a family stained by scandal and tragedy, now looking to its youngest generation to restate its claim to relevance and legitimacy. The effort seemed to pay off for people like Ralph Nuraki, who traveled from Baltimore to be part of the day.
We come from a monarchy, you know, even though we have a totally different way of life over there. Over here, they've maintained that tradition, and it's a beautiful one, I think.
There are many in Britain who grumble about the cost or the meaninglessness of a monarchy in the modern age. But when the couple kissed on the palace balcony, Erin Pankhoo, Kelsey Gallagher, and Lisa Hank felt a little bit of magic.
Oh, we love it.
So exciting.
We've been here since 4 a.m., I think.
Yeah.
And what was the best part as far as you're concerned?
When they came out on the balcony.
Yeah, the kiss was really
The kiss
sweet.
Was quicker than we thought, but it was still such an experience to see it live.
The crowd may have been liberally laced with Americans, but London is an international city. and the British royal family, more than any other, attracts an international crowd. Joyce Hui is from Taiwan.
I think it's like a fairy tale, isn't it? So, yeah, it's something like to celebrate. Yeah, and I'm very happy I made it today, too.
If you needed to see success in marketing an image globally, look no further than Neil Medina of the Philippines, decked out in a garish Union Jack suit, accompanied by a friend wearing a hat featuring Big Ben that he designed. Medina says today's ceremonies put Britain back on top.
The envy of the world. We don't have a royalty in the Philippines. Imelda Marcos wanted to be the queen. Only the queen of 3,000 shoes she was.
Medina's right. Imelda Marcos may have yearned to wear a crown, but the shoe collection was as close as she got. As British planes roared overhead, the crowd cheered and the royal family beamed. For them, this was much more than a wedding. It was also the right moment to try to move beyond a troubled past.
The World's Laura Lynch in London back with us now. Laura, were you wearing a hat?
I was wearing headphones, Marco.
You can fit headphones under a hat if it's the right hat.
I tried to put flowers in, but it just didn't work.
The World's Laura Lynch in London, thanks so much.
You're welcome.